From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Forces led by Libyan military strongman Khalifa Haftar have launched an offensive to take control of the oil ports. The Libyan National Army, based in the eastern part of the country, had been mobilizing ground forces and carrying out airstrikes ahead of the assault to recapture the oil area from a jihadist group called the Benghazi Defense Brigades. The BDB has held the area in another port since taking them from LNA earlier this month. Libya has struggled with political stability since the ouster and killing of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi, with rival factions unable to agree on a unity government and multi-militia groups competing for territory. U.S. President Donald Trump is planning to host the Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit next month at his palatial Florida mansion along the Atlantic Ocean, first meeting between the two world leaders. Neither Washington nor Beijing has confirmed the summit at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, but a U.S. news outlet report the meeting between the heads of the world's two largest economies is planned for April 6th and 7th. The report said that the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is expected to complete plans for the meeting when he visits Beijing later this week. Somali officials say pirates have hijacked an oil tanker in the Indian Ocean and guided it to the coast of the Puntland region. Sources tell VOA's Somali service that the ship is believed to be a merchant tanker. Regional officials say that they're still assessing the circumstances of the hijack, which took place Monday. And sources say at least eight suspected pirates were involved in that attack. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A major late-season winter storm has slashed the northeastern corridor of the United States, with forecasts calling for around 60 centimeters of snow in some areas. Storm warnings were posted for states such as New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And many school districts canceled classes as the powerful storm, known as a nor'easter, hit the region, and officials in some areas warned residents to stay off the roads altogether. The storm has caused power outages and massive travel disruptions along the East Coast. A blizzard warning for New York City was later canceled. The extreme winter weather wreaked havoc on airports, with nearly 6,000 flights canceled across the eastern seaboard. The U.S. train system Amtrak announced on Twitter it had suspended the northeastern regional service between Boston and New York City until further notice. Amtrak was running on a modified schedule between New York City and Washington, D.C. And, of course, in Washington, freezing rain and snow caused delays for the federal government. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticized the Trump plan, and White House spokesman Sean Spicer said that they have their reasons for standing by.
We have a system that mandates that people buy health insurance under penalty of law, and it's not working. And so the question is, what can we do instead, and what can we replace that with that gives people greater choice and lower costs? I think in most cases, of course, some people are always going to choose in a free society to not purchase something. I mean, we live in a country of 320 million people. At some point, you can't force a product or a good down people in a free society.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Arabian Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met Tuesday at the White House to discuss what the Saudi press agency said was the strengthening of the bilateral relations between the two countries and regional issues of mutual interest. It was the highest level visit to Washington by a Saudi royal family member since Trump's November presidential victory. The White House has not provided details of the meeting, but key issues likely to have been discussed include global energy prices, conflicts in Syria, Iraq, Libya, and Yemen, where Saudi-led coalition forces supported by the U.S. bombing Iran-supported Shiite rebels for almost 2 years. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.